The opinions expressed in Wildcard Athletics are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Welcome to Wildcard Athletics, the podcast that breaks down sports that aren't popular in mainstream media here in North America. My name is Monica and I will be your host.
Welcome to this week's episode of Wildcard Athletics. I'm your host, Monica, and I'm here with Ishan. And today, we're going to be talking about Muay Thai.
We are.
Very excited.
Very, yeah.
Muay Thai. What exactly is Muay Thai, for those who don't know?
Muay Thai is basically kickboxing, but then you can knee people and you can elbow people.
Mm-hmm. Which is more fun.
Much more fun.
Exactly.
And more pain. And that's fun, you know?
Yeah, I have to agree.
Yeah.
Actually, fun fact, I used to do Muay Thai when I was 10.
You were a savage, huh?
I was a savage.
Did you knock anyone out?
Probably not, but, you
were
know...
Were you scared of getting hit?
I really don't remember, but after I did Muay Thai, I did kickboxing. Like, as you said, they're a little similar.
A little similar.
And I think that's when I started knocking people out. Well, so I didn't...
You were kind of scared of the elbows and knees.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was 10.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, it's like kickboxing.
Very similar, yeah. So, it's basically the same thing, to be honest with you.
But why are they different things?
Well, because if you kickbox and you hit someone with an elbow, that's not really allowed.
Okay.
But then in Muay Thai, if you hit someone with an elbow, it's very allowed.
Okay.
It's just more like if you elbow or knee, it's so much more dangerous.
That, yeah.
So like, it's just like if you do kickboxing, it's not as dangerous. You do Muay Thai, like the danger level goes up.
Okay.
And then boxing is like... very low.
More pain, more gain.
Yes, exactly.
There we go.
Exactly.
So, are there like different levels of Muay Thai that you can do?
No, not really. Like, it's not like karate where there's belts.
Mm-hmm.
I asked my trainer that when I first started, and he laughed at me. The way he says it is, you just get better at hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
So like, there's no levels. It's just you just get better and you learn cool shit.
That's awesome.
You know,
I love it. What's, like, your typical, like, training schedule?
I work out 4 days a week, and I go train Muay Thai 3 days a week.
Okay.
Two of those days is usually hitting the pads or hitting the bag. And then 1 day a week we spar. And that's usually whatever my last training session of the week is.
Okay. Can you explain to the people what do you mean by hitting the bags and sparring and such?
So, obviously, if you were to go into a boxing gym or any sort of gym, there's a large bag.
Mm-hmm.
You punch and kick the bag.
Yes.
And then if you do Muay Thai, you also elbow and knee the bag.
Mm-hmm. Very fun.
Pads are basically like your trainer's like literally holding them like up on their arms. And you can punch them, kick them, knee them, elbow them, whatever. Sparring's basically like just fight simulation. So like you and someone get in the ring and you'd spar for whether it's 3 rounds, 5 rounds, 10 rounds.
So y'all just beat each other.
Just beat each other. Muay Thai originated in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to take a trip to Thailand.
That sounds like it'd be awesome.
It'd be awesome. I would train the whole time.
Yeah, that would be train. Awesome.
Yeah,
that would be so cool.
And then I'd just get yelled at by some Thai dude all day. I think that'd be great. That'd be the life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just some Thai dude yelling at me.
You'd like really like learn Muay Thai from like the experts.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would hope so.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But then again, how much would I learn? Because... like, they speak Thai.
That's true.
I don't speak any Thai. So, like, that may not go very well.
I mean, you should do it one day and find out.
I'm going to. I'm definitely going to.
That would be so awesome.
I have to.
You should do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know what else to say about what Muay Thai is, so I hope...
It's fighting, hurt people, hit them with anything you want. Except for your head. That might hurt.
Yeah, that like you don't go to.
Yeah, I'm not into the headbutting. No. I'm okay with that. No.
Okay, is that like illegal in Muay Thai? Headbutt.
Like technically yes, but like there's like ways like if you're like in a clinch with someone where you're holding on to them, like you could definitely hit them with your head. But like you'd have to be a psycho person to do that.
That yeah, yeah. Also in Muay Thai, you wear gear, right? Protective gear.
Yes. So
which
we
is
wear
different in kickboxing.
We wear gloves. So when we spar, we wear gloves, shin guards, knee pads, and elbow pads. We don't wear headgear.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if you wear headgear, sometimes it limits how much you can see.
That's true.
And I need to be able to see literally like from head to toe, I need to see everything, like all your little movements.
What if you get kicked in the head? Just take it?
Yeah, you just gotta soak it. If you get hit in the head, you get hit in the head.
Is that like a thing, you don't wear headgear in Muay Thai? Because when I did Muay Thai, I wore headgear, but maybe that's because I was 10.
Well, I think in the video that you showed me, were you fighting? Like you were actually doing like competition or something?
No, we always just hitting my coach on the pads.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Usually like in an actual fight, like if you were to do an amateur fight, you'd have to wear headgear. But when we train, we don't wear headgear just because we just say to each other, let's not kill each other.
Yeah. So, you didn't always do Muay Thai, no?
No, I didn't.
What were you doing before?
So, from when I was 12 till about 20, I played national level volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played at Brock for 2 years. I played varsity. I ended up quitting because I hated it. Don't play varsity volleyball. It sucks.
Okay.
And then Brad, my trainer, is my neighbor.
Yo! Yeah. Wow.
So one day, I was out and I was walking around and he looked at me and he said, "You look athletic. Come to the gym sometime." And I looked at him and said, "You are crazy. No." And then somehow I ended up at the gym.
Nice.
So that's how I started. And then actually, no, I didn't go to the gym at first. At first, I said, no, I'm not going to the gym. And he said, let's do a session in your backyard.
Okay.
So I fully did a session in my backyard.
Just kick the pads?
Kicked the pads, kicked nice. Him. Didn't punch him, but
no, that's good.
I wish I could have. Free shots are great. And then after that, I think we did my backyard like 2 or 3 times. And then after that, we went to the gym. And since then, I have not stopped going.
Damn, so how long ago was that?
Ooh, about a year and a half ago now.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I've been doing it for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, you like it better than varsity volleyball?
Yeah. Yeah. I said to my mom, I was like, I wish you put me in this when I was younger. And then she looked at me and said that she didn't want me getting brain damage.
Yeah.
But now I'm putting it on myself. I'm
exactly.
an adult.
Exactly. You made the decision to give yourself brain damage.
Exactly.
Do you compete?
I'm going to have my first amateur fight in September.
Woo!
Yeah, in September.
You're going to wear some headgear?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's going to feel weird, though. Not really going to love that.
You're not going to be, you have to practice with the headgear on.
The headgear. Yeah, I probably should, eh?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is really cool.
Okay.
So when I started training with my trainer, right, I gave him my Instagram. And then, you know, you can see like your mutuals and stuff, right?
Yeah.
One of my mutuals with him was one of my childhood best friends.
Okay.
That I stopped talking to.
Okay.
Because he moved to Iraq.
Okay.
And then he moved back. And then we didn't talk when he moved back because he moved somewhere different. And then my first time ever sparring, I walked in the gym and I saw him smiling at me.
Aww.
And like, it was so nice until he started hitting me. And then it was not very nice. No.
He started beating you.
Yeah.
He didn't miss you.
No, he did not miss me. He definitely got payback for childhood. I could tell you that.
Were you like mean to him when you were a kid?
No. We were good friends. It's just like we'd always play basketball. I'd always win. And then, yeah, he wasn't very athletic.
I see.
But he found his niche.
He found his niche now.
Find your niche.
Find your niche. This is why we're introducing you to all these sports so you can find your niche.
I love that.
Yep.
So yeah, shout out Hekar.
Shout out.
H-E-C-A-R. Hekar.
Shout out Hekar. Why you love Muay Thai? And then after, you're going to talk about why people in general love Muay Thai. Like, what's appealing about it?
So I love Muay Thai because I find after a really long day, if I'm really frustrated, like just going to hit something feels very nice.
I agree. That's-
and I can't hit a person.
Well, that's what I do.
Who do you hit?
Well, we tackle each other. We play.
Oh, right. Game. Yeah. Sorry, I meant like just generally. Like if I'm
like,
walking.
If you're like walking down the street.
You can't hit someone, you know? So like after a long day, like just going to hit something is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But also, this is going to be a really weird analogy, but I think Muay Thai is very similar to like chess, but in real life.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
In a sense of like, if I'm standing up and I'm fighting you, I have to react to every little movement you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and whatever movement you do, there's going to be a counter to it.
Yes.
So, like, yes. It's just you're going back and forth, you know, and it's a lot of, like, mental calculations.
Are your brain working too?
Yeah, there's some times I am mentally done by the end of that. Like,
and you get hit in the head.
And then I get hit in the head, and that doesn't help either, oh, you know? And then next thing you know, brain damage, concussion, all that good stuff. But for me, it's just nice that after, like, a really long day, just to go even, like, just to hit something sometimes feels really nice. And I think that's why a lot of other people like it, too. I think some people just use it to let their anger out or let their stress out in ways.
That's a good way to do that.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy, actually? I got my mom doing Muay Thai.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And my mom loves it because she's like, man, whenever I'm stressed, it feels so good just to punch something. So I think people go for that reason. And then also, I'm an only child. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, my God, me too.
You are too?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And so because I'm an only child, going to the gym is really nice because it's like you have like a feeling of like family and unity there, I guess, in a way. And like I consider a lot of my sparring partners to be like brothers of mine, you know? So I think people also go for like that community family feeling. Like the cool part about walking into a fight gym is you get people of like all demographics. You're going to get people like older people who are just there to train just to stay in shape. You got some kids there who are just like their parents put them in it, so they're there. And then obviously you have people that are voluntarily there because they want to train or compete or whatever it is. So I would say everyone likes it just from like a stress standpoint, stress relieving, you know?
Yeah.
After a long day, it's nice to hit some stuff.
It really is.
Yeah. And exercise is important.
It is. And I feel exercise like a lot of people... I feel like there was, like, a big kick with, like, older women, well, not older women, like, women, like, doing kickboxing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, to, like, stay in shape. And I think that's so awesome because kickboxing was so fun when I did it.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. So, wait. So, you did Muay Thai and then kickboxing?
Yeah.
So, like, you used to throw elbows and knees, too?
Yeah.
Damn. I couldn't imagine you throwing a little elbow or
really?
Something.
Really?
No.
What can I say?
That's crazy. You know what else is nice? You get to meet a lot of different people. Mm-hmm. Like, I know some really weird people. You know? Like, I know some really weird people. But I also know some, like, really cool people. So it's kind of nice because, like you could see, like, the world's biggest nerd walk into the gym. And that nerd might be able to kick your ass.
That's so
true. You know? So it's very humbling in a way, too. Because, like, sometimes, like, the guy who runs my gym, Monica, he is a ninja in real life. I
That's
swear to
so
you,
awesome.
He is a real life ninja.
That's so awesome.
And it's like, if you were to see him walking past you, you'd just think he's some Filipino dude.
But he could kick your ass.
He's a real life ninja.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wouldn't being a ninja be so cool?
Being a ninja would be really cool.
It sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
Well, you'd have to know how to fight. You know where I would suck at being a ninja? I suck at being quiet.
That's so true.
Like, I would tiptoe somewhere and, you know? It wouldn't go well.
Like knock everything over.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how do they move around so quietly and just, like, I don't know.
I don't know. You'd have to interview a ninja. That's the next episode. You got to find a ninja.
Ninja on Wildcard Athletics. Muay Thai isn't, you know, as popular as some other sports. I mean, especially, I feel like, I don't know a lot of people who do contact sports who do Muay Thai.
Mm-hmm.
Like, probably, like, either, like, kickbox
or just box,
and I feel like I don't see a lot of like Muay Thai in like media.
Yeah,
like think it's like in the Olympics or anything.
No. So primarily, like a lot of fighters will just watch the UFC, obviously, because that's what's mainstream.
Yeah.
But personally, I don't love watching the UFC because there's a lot of wrestling and stuff. I love the jiu-jitsu. I just don't like the wrestling aspect of mixed martial arts. But the biggest Muay Thai promotion, I guess, is all run in Thailand, and it's a company called One Championship. And those fights are sick because it's literally like they're literally just trying to take each other's heads off. And like some of them even say to each, like, say before the fight, they're like, I'm trying to get in there and get it done as quick as possible and get out. So I watch a lot of One, actually, you know what's really crazy? I've been watching a guy from my gym fight because he became a professional fighter now in Thailand.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
He's not my friend. I've just trained with him.
Okay.
And he's not very good. But he decided to quit his job, quit school, take all of his money here, and move to Thailand to become a pro fighter.
I mean, why not?
Why not, right? And you know what's crazy? He's 2-0.
Really?
Yeah, he's 2-0. Shout out Moy Bav.
Shout out.
So I've been watching him. He fights like every 3 weeks.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I've been watching him.
You think he gets paid a lot?
No. He makes like, I think it's like 200 USD per fight. I don't know if that's worth it.
Every 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
To have bruised shins and like concussions and like all that. It's not very fun. He also lives in a tent at the gym. Yeah.
He's really committed to this, huh?
Well, he's trying to do it as cheap as possible too, so he can keep his money and stay there as long as possible.
That's true. I mean, good for him if he's...
Yeah. So I've been watching him a lot, actually. I should be watching more high-quality fighters, but...
Is he on one?
No. He just fights at some random temple in Thailand. Nice. But in terms of one, I watch... So one goes on every Friday night.
Is it free to watch? Or do you
like it's on Amazon Prime. Oh. Guys, check out ONE Championship on Amazon Prime. But yeah, there's a lot of good fighters that I watch. I watch a guy named Jonathan Haggerty. He's really, really good.
Okay.
And then there's a Thai guy named Superlek. Okay. He doesn't speak a lick of English.
Okay.
But it's really cool. There's another guy. Oh my God. Some of these guys' names, Monica, are crazy. There's one guy whose name, Fairtex Ferrari. That's awesome. Like his actual name.
That's like his name.
Well, I mean, that's what they announce him as. So I think that's his name. And it's so weird because Fairtex is like a name of like a company for gloves and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's sponsored by them. So I wonder if his name's just Ferrari. And then they just put Fairtex. I don't really know.
Can you get a sponsorship from Ferrari too? Wouldn't that be awesome?
I mean, why would Ferrari want to sponsor him, you know?
I mean, why not?
But yeah, no, I'll watch... I do watch UFC, though, when it's, like, kickboxers or, like, just stand-up fighters fighting, because that's always entertaining. But, yeah, once the wrestling gets involved, like, I'm lost. Really? I don't really care.
Why?
Because wrestling's a lot of, especially right now with, like, the UFC, wrestling's a lot of, like, grab onto the person and hold them against the cage and just keep them there for as long as possible. So you're not really hurting the person,
that's
you know?
It's kind of boring.
Right?
And I want to see some, you know.
I want to see someone break their nose. I want to see someone's leg get kicked, you know?
Exactly.
Like, who wants to see someone just get held?
I know.
You know? So, yeah, I watch a lot of ONE Championship, a lot of UFC, but UFC only the kickboxers.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's awesome. Is there any, like, notable Muay Thai events happening in the world soon? Like, what's, like, the main, like, competition
for ONE Championship?
Yeah, just happens? How often does it happen?
Every week on Fridays. Because the thing is, right, with fighting, there's weight classes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like everyone fights everyone. So usually with professional fighters, they'll fight once every, like, 6 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Because your body goes through a lot when you're training for a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously the fight itself, you go through a lot.
Yeah.
So they only fight like every 6 to 8 months. There is a really big fight coming up in, I think, like 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy named Liam Harrison, and he was retired. And he unretired to fight someone that was talking shit. Some guy was talking shit and he came out of retirement and he beat the guy that was talking shit, like very clearly. And then the guy talking shit is still talking shit.
Damn.
So he's going to fight him again now.
That's crazy.
So that's actually a big fight coming up.
That's really interesting, actually.
Yeah, it was. It's very interesting. Like, he just got his ass kicked.
And then he said
he wants more.
Let's go again.
Yeah, he said let's do it again. He said you didn't win fairly.
Really?
But like he was on the ground at the end of the fight.
He's just mad.
He's mad. But yeah, that's probably that's the big thing that's coming up.
Okay, well that's awesome. Is that also on ONE Championship for the people to watch?
No.
No?
No.
Why?
Because Liam Harrison doesn't fight in ONE anymore. He started his own promotion.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just a do-it-yourself kind of guy, you know?
Sure. Why
do
not?
Do himself. It's kind of cool, though. The belt that he has, though, right now, it's like a fancy belt, and it's got diamonds all over it.
That's awesome.
I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Like real diamonds?
Oh, I hope so.
That would be really cool.
That'd be really sad if it was just bedazzled. Could you imagine if it was just bedazzled?
I mean, like, if that's what he wants, like, a little bedazzled belt.
But he said it has diamonds, so, like, imagine he's lying.
I mean, is that the one that was talking all big shit?
No. He's the one that shut up the guy.
Okay. Well.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. You've inspired me. Now I want to start doing Muay Thai. How can I go about that in this city of Toronto?
You could go to Google.
Okay.
And you can search up Muay Thai gyms near me.
Okay.
Or you can search up kickboxing gyms near me.
Okay.
I guess the only thing is, like, maybe look at the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, there's some gyms that are, like, run by ex-felons. And something tells me you would not want to go somewhere where felons are.
Not really, no.
So that's like the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to come to my gym, shout out Combat Arts in Mississauga.
Shout out.
It's a great gym, great community. But honestly, like, the martial arts community is really accepting and like open to anyone who wants to join, you know?
That's nice.
Honestly, like, you could just Google, like, you could just Google gyms nearby.
Okay. Is there like a big martial arts community in Toronto, would you say?
Yeah. It's big, but like, obviously, like, if you were to compare it to other sports like hockey or basketball, right, it's obviously tiny.
Yeah.
And that's where like the fight world here is very small at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of like a generalized thing, you'd be surprised. Like, a lot more people train or have trained before mm-hmm. than you even know. Like, I didn't know you trained until, like, yesterday.
There we go.
So it's like, there's a lot more people that do it than you think.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So, yeah, you could hit up Google.
Okay. Well, that sounds awesome. So if you want to, you know, get into Muay Thai, I'm sure there's...
It's got to be a gym near you.
There's got to be a gym near you. How... Okay, in Toronto... Is there, like, if you wanted to watch Muay Thai, if you wanted to go and watch it, is there kind of, are there any options for that, or is...
Yeah, so there's, in Ontario, they don't allow Muay Thai fights, like, professional Muay Thai fights to happen.
Why?
That's
weird. I feel like that's weird.
I think it's, like, a whole liability thing. Like, that's definitely an American thing that they would let people do.
Yeah.
Because, like, could you imagine how bad people's health would be? Yeah. You know, like... Imagine, like, you had, like, a professional Muay Thai event, and then, like, imagine the emergency room in that city afterwards. Like, it would be loaded.
It would be loaded.
It would be loaded.
But there's kickboxing fights allowed in Ontario?
Well, there's amateur Muay Thai fights in Ontario.
Mm.
So, amateur fights, they have to wear, it's 12-ounce gloves.
Mm-hmm.
They wear the shin guards, like the ones you were wearing in your video.
Yes.
They wear elbow pads mm-hmm. and knee pads.
Okay, so you're really, like...
You're pretty padded up, yeah. But, like, it still hurts.
Yeah.
It still hurts. So I've been to a couple. There's some in Mississauga. That's probably the most popular one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's run by Thick Boy Fight Club.
Nice.
What a name, right?
Nice.
So Thick Boy Fight Nights mm-hmm. are a real thing. And
awesome.
It's cool. They do it in a stadium and like the guys fight in a cage and everything.
That sounds so fun.
Some of them fight MMA. Mm-hmm. So there's obviously wrestling, jiu-jitsu and stuff involved. But then some of them just fight Muay Thai or kickboxing. And those fights are a lot of fun. And they get really rowdy.
I've been to one kickboxing fight before and it was so awesome.
It's sick, right?
It's so much fun.
So we got to take a trip to Mississauga.
Oh, that would be so
fun. Thick Boy.
We could go to Thick Boy. I would actually love that. That would
we'll
be
get,
awesome.
We'll get you a Thick Boy t-shirt.
Get some Thick Boy merch.
We'll get you Thick Boy merch.
I'll wear it on the podcast after
you
I get
You have to,
it.
Then.
I have
you
to.
You have to.
Thank you so much for listening and watching to this week's episode of Wildcard Athletics. Thank you so much to Ishan for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Teaching us all about Muay Thai. I hope that you learned some new I hope you learned some about the sport if you didn't know before. I hope maybe you will, I don't know, maybe try it out or go watch, you know, maybe just like look it up once in a while. Yeah. And like, we're just glad that you got some new information.
I hope you learned something.
Anything else you want to say?
Don't get brain damage.
Just be careful.
Be careful. Be
just
safe.
Just be careful. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Wildcard Athletics, and we will see you next week. Oh, that was awful. Yay!